All righty, guys. Last, Natalie Brunell. She said, spotted after the Golden Globe, Satoshi Nakamoto. So God bless Natalie for assuming I would know who this is. I mean, the most recent celebrities I'm familiar with are like the Backstreet Boys. But apparently this is, Teyana Taylor wearing a Satoshi Nakamoto. What would you call this, guys? Like a robe or a coat of some kind?
It's a Snuggie.
A Snuggie. So apparently Teyana Taylor is someone famous. What do you think, Tony? This is, I assume she's famous because Natalie wouldn't be posting this otherwise, but maybe some signal, like people with an influence and a reach are waking up to the broken money and, promoting Satoshi.
Well, for starters, I didn't peg you as a Backstreet Boys fan.
I just said I'm familiar with them, Tony.
And a lot of the folks that are not like, or that are banking on everything except for Bitcoin, they're going to have their faces melted. And the ones that worry me the most are the ones holding on to precious metals, because historically that's always been the safe haven, right?
Right.
But we don't live in that, primitive time anymore. Like, first of all, most folks don't hold the physical metals, like the gold or the silver. They don't have them at right. home. Those that do have them in small trinket amounts, maybe a chain, a metal, a few coins and stuff like that, fine. How are you going to use it? Like, are you going to take a bar to a supermarket and literally tell the guy, I'll swap you this for 17 tomatoes? Like, how are you, practically, how are you going to do it? You can't.
Yeah.
And if you have a lot of precious metals, how are you going to protect them?
Alrighty, guys. We've got some crazy news. I don't think most people are probably laughing at this. I am. So the son of the CEO of the company hired by the U.S. Marshals to safeguard the nation's Bitcoin, so the confiscated strategic Bitcoin reserve, stole $40 million from it and now appears to be running. This is according to David Bailey. Treasury must secure the private keys from the Justice Department ASAP before more is stolen. So I don't support crime. However, I think there's a positive externality to this particular crime, because I don't want the government having Bitcoin. And this was, of course, Zach XBT who figured this out and was paying attention to what was going on. Tony, this is a wild story. Like, think about the guts that this guy had. What a ballsy move. He just steals from the federal government. He's just like, I'm just taking your Bitcoin.
Well, he's learning from the best, right? I mean, if the U.S. government is stealing people's Bitcoin, so he's just stealing it back from the U.S. government. He's learning from his masters. But the fact that it was the son, the son of the CEO of the company that was hired to protect it, is the one who pulled this heist. That is you can't make this stuff up, man. I mean, this is somebody should make a movie out of this. I don't know what the punishment or what the conversation must be like at this guy's house after this news broke out. But man, if I were, I'd pay anything to be a fly on that wall.
I think it's safe to say that this company will probably no longer be the custodial provider of the U.S. Marshals.
Yeah. So he takes $40 million worth of Bitcoin. He goes on the run, but he's not running away. He's just redistributing and, smoothing out the risk gradient for the Bitcoin. So I agree with you guys. This kid is toast. I mean, not only is his dad gonna, spank him, but Daddy Trump is also probably not gonna be pleased when he finds out his stolen Bitcoin has been stolen again. Just absolutely entertaining. What does the world come to?
Very few people listen to reason. I know that my closest inner circle listen to reason. But most people don't listen. They're like, whatever, man, let me figure it out. And, God willing, everything will work out. All right, cool. God willing is why you got screwed in the first place. And, you still didn't do anything about it. So keep waiting. And hopefully, some miracle will sprinkle on your head.
I also want to chime in with one more sort of way this is going mainstream. So starting March 1st, Steak and Shake, this is so cool. They're giving all hourly employees at company-operated restaurants a Bitcoin bonus of 21 cents for every hour worked. So paid in Bitcoin. They're using Fold app to assist with this. And I think we talked about this on a pre-recorded episode we did that'll come out soon. Adam Semeca, our friend, did the math, and he said, if you just worked for 30 years at Steak and Shake, you worked 40-hour weeks, you never got a raise, you just saved that 21 cents per hour in Bitcoin, after 30 years, you'd have $3 million worth of Bitcoin. I haven't double checked him. I'm just going to assume that's right. But for a lot of people, this looks silly. And then when you do the math and assume that's a conservative 20% CAGR, you've got a legitimate stack after 30 years.
Tony, the thing is, if Adam's numbers are correct, it makes me think we need to revise ours at the Bitcoin way.
I hurt myself today.
A solo Bitcoin miner has successfully mined a block, earning 3.13 Bitcoin worth about $289,000. If you're not solo mining on some level right now, and you've got $100-$200 to spend on a miner, you're just missing out. This is just a beautiful lottery. You get to play every 10 minutes, have fun, learn some things.
Kudos to the winner, man. Kudos to the winner.
Totally. I'm so jealous.
It was Greer.
Yeah.
Did Greer not tell you?
No.
Was that you, Greer?
No, that wasn't me. Goodness. I look at my stats every day. I'm just waiting to wake up and see a notification on my phone that I've hit a block. Yes. I'm so jealous.
We'll know Greer won a block because he will not show up to Bitcoin Banter.
That's true. I won't. That's how happened there.
Man, this is why I keep telling you, you can't be bearish enough on human IQ. Most people don't think. Most people, you know, don't take the time to learn anything new. They just react, you know, and this is clearly a panic chart. People are fearful of, you know, whatever it is that they're fearful of, and they're just acting on instinct, not on knowledge, on instinct, because gold cannot function in a digital world. It's like, you know, buying fax machines because you don't trust email. Like, that's how retarded this looks to me.
Alrighty, up next we have a massive, I'm not even going to show this video, it's short. President Trump confirms that 0% income tax is coming very soon. He said the money we're taking in is so enormous you won't even have to pay income tax. It's a wild statement to make considering the deficits, you know, what, $1.5-2 trillion.
Do you see pink elephants, you know, flying outside your window this morning? You know, when you were reading this headline, you know, if you believe this, I don't know what to tell you, man. And in the slim chance this is actually true, this is definitely not good news. If they're pulling away the income tax, it's because things are so bad that, you know, this is what they have left in order to avoid a civil uprising. And I wouldn't get too excited about this. And because even if it did pass, it would probably come with an expiration date or a whole list of asterisks, you know, where most people would not even be able to apply to this, right? So Mickey Mouse talk, I'll believe it if and when it shows up. But until then, those pink elephants, you know, can keep on flying.
Right, yeah, and Jim Cramer is out here talking about Bitcoin. Let's watch this video.
You know, Bitcoin is like at 81, and you're looking at what I regard as being the single worst moment in this decline was the moment between 330 and 430. And then Williams comes on and then suddenly everything's fine. I don't think so.
You don't think everything's fine?
No, there's a lot of people who have to get out. Let them get out. This is not what suddenly they wave a magic wand. We obviously have real issues. We have issues with the building out the data center unlimited. We have issues with a lot of people, you know, the strategies.
Alrighty, so my takeaway is that Jim Cramer sounds like an idiot when he talks about Bitcoin, but he's onto something. The price has been dumping. If you're looking at the dollar denominated exchange rate of Bitcoin, Tony, I would like to hear you talk about Jim's assessment first.
Jim Cramer reminds me of watching an episode of Beavis and Butthead. I don't know if you guys get the same impression, man. But if you guys want signal and good news, I think he summarized it pretty well. And for the record, it's not Bitcoin that's crashing. It's TradFi wrappers that are crashing. There's a very big difference between the two. And I think it's very clear that most folks in the market are very far away from understanding, you know, that distinction. But again, pain is the best teacher. And, you know, as time progresses, these dips, you know, will become rarer and rarer.